822-973 WZBG. And if I'm playing the Nutcracker March, it's a certain time of year. We want to welcome to the microphone, I think for the first time here at WZBG. Yeah. I don't think you've joined us before. Yeah. Nutmeg Valley Conservatory Artistic Director, Victoria Mazzarelli. Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting being in the studio here. You know, I don't get out much. I'm at this time of year.
Especially this time of year.
No, I do not get out much. So I'm in the studio where I love being in the studio. That's my home. As I see you're here, you're very comfortable.
Very much.
And it's like your place, your happy place. So that's exactly what happens for me when I get in the studio and at Nutmeg.
And you guys, of course, have so much going on this time of year because this is a traditional presentation mm-hmm. time of year. It's mm-hmm. Nutcracker time.
It's the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite. We like to say it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's happening. And we start rehearsals. That's in September, you know, when the kids come back, because we're really seasonal. We have a whole semester. We have a, you know, a residency program, as I'm sure, well, some people aren't always aware that we really have students that live in our building.
Right.
And they come in September and they do an academic program, you know, with us and online. So they study online and they are very serious students and they come all over. And we have local students, of course, in a children's division. And so we have many, many students that come together and they live in Torrington in our building. You know, some people aren't aware of that. So we're all dancing and getting ready and, you know, it's almost showtime.
And one of the favorite time of year presentations of all of that discipline and all mm-hmm. that dance is this mm-hmm. time of year with the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
We should let folks know that the performances at the Bushnell are November 29th and 30th, so that's your weekend right after Thanksgiving, which is next weekend.
Yeah,
it's already
it's made,
here.
It's interesting. It's already here. So it'll be a little, it's been a little tricky. I mean, not really. You just prep for it. You know that it's coming. So families that travel, we have rehearsals the day before. So that's Friday, Black Friday.
Yeah.
So if you're going, you know, many parents can drop their kids off rehearsals and go shopping if they'd like, you know, in Hartford, go to the malls. And then we practice. So it's a little bit, usually I like to give them a day off the day before, but it just worked out this way and it'll be fine. They'll crash the few days after. They'll have 2 days after the shows. But four shows, it's a lot for them. But they really improve so much during this time. So, you know, you rehearse in the studio and you get ready and you take your classes, but when it's showtime, some different energies kick in for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they really, it's just so impressive to see them and see how far they've come personally, each of them has their own journey and their own growth. So it's beautiful.
And in interviews I've done with other folks in the performing arts, they mm-hmm. always say the curtain goes up and magic happens.
Magic happens.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It really does.
And that connection. And I try to tell them that, you know, where they focus and the audience thinks that you're looking at them personally, you know, and you really are. You're trying to absorb everyone. And it's just great to see, you know, if I have a new student that hasn't been with us, some of our students have really been with us from the beginning.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if you're aware, I trained at the Nutmeg. Sharon Dante, our founder, was my teacher. And so I trained from the very beginning. So when we see these kids come through and just see how they, you know, grow into each role and really develop, it's just nice for me. I joked yesterday that I was going to, if a young student wasn't going to remember, I was going to run on stage and move her. And they thought that was funny how I said I was going to run up onto the stage.
I'm going to help you with your blocking right now.
I'm going to be there. I'll be there. I'll put a mouse costume on. You know, I'll get out there. So, you know, just to move them in their place or, you know, I watch them quietly in the audience, you know, and just to see that they remember certain things. And it's a lot, of course, to take in.
Sure.
It's the musicality, it's the remembering the choreography, the corrections, and how you interact with everyone else, and we're telling a story. So it's not just, you know, it's physically difficult, but then you have to smile and pretend these stories, so that's a lot.
And people enjoy it every year, and we mentioned the Bushnell performances, and of course right here at home, next door, at your hometown stage, the Warner Theater has shows on December 13th, and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the website of the Nutmeg Valley Conservatory or to the warnertheater.org.
Mm-hmm.
Get tickets for both shows there for this holiday staple. You talk about the spirit of the kids too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they get on stage and they're so poised and they're so disciplined. Mm-hmm. But that backstage buzz is something else, isn't it? The energy of the kids with each other.
They are, it's amazing. You know, they come with their bags and all their things, and mostly their hair is already done,
yep.
and they're tied up tightly in their buns, and they come in and they, you know, they're just putting their makeup on and warming up, and it's the season of, you know, gift giving, and so they might do a little, all of our kids have a kind of a Secret Santa, and they have that, and so it's just making memories that will last a lifetime. And we've had audience members that have come with their as children, and now, you know, with their children or with their grandmothers, and they've come back year after year, or when they were younger they were part of the school,
right.
and they remember that, and then they come back. So that's just lovely to see. And they're not on their cell phones in that time. They really connect in a way that's just, you know, personal and making memories. So that's just a really growing for everyone.
Well, all of us through the generations grew up with a Nutcracker. So not only is it a way to kick off the holiday, but it's also very nostalgic.
Absolutely.
It's a chance to enjoy something of the performing arts that comes around. You can count on it.
You can
it's
count
a holiday
on it.
Tradition. It's like the Nutcracker is coming,
yeah.
and this is how I start my holiday season.
Yeah, exactly. And just the music is so beautiful, too. Tchaikovsky's score is just so stunning. And just to listen to it and to have that, and just it's just wonderful, you know, wonderful, wonderful experience, of course.
Our guest this morning, Victoria Mazzarelli, Artistic Director for Nutmeg Ballet Conservatory. We're, of course, talking about the Nutcracker. And again, the performance is at the Bushnell the weekend after Thanksgiving, November 29th and 30th. Downtown Torrington at the Warner, December 13th and 14th. Tickets, the Nutmeg Ballet Conservatory. Go right to their website. Right at the top is a box to get tickets. And also warnertheater.org. You can get tickets for shows there as well. We've got about a minute. I want you to just go ahead and sum up for us your performers and how ready they are to bring this holiday tradition to life.
They are really ready. We have our final rehearsals, of course. You know, we started in September, and now they're running through the ballet, so getting the whole feeling of the run of it.
Yep.
You know, what comes after what, because we rehearse everything separately, of course, and now they're running through, and their costumes are coming into play. So now it's really getting interesting and exciting. And I think the shows right after Thanksgiving are great because families will be here together.
Yes.
So grandma and grandpa from, you know, the Midwest might come in for the holidays, and hey, why not go see the Nutcracker? What better way to ring in the holidays?
And like we said, when the curtain goes up, magic happens.
Magic happens.
Yeah. A pleasure, Victoria Mazzarelli. Thanks for joining us. And to all of your performers, players, dancers for the Nutcracker this year. Break a leg.
Thank you so much. This has been so great.